This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey man, good morning, how do you do?
Hey man,
just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey man,
now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey man,
what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know.
Hey man,
what do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey man,
is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey man,
Kid Baseball wanna talk music with you.
Hey man.
It is that time of the week, our favorite time of the week, to talk to Matty Q, the skipper of the Royals. They say want to talk music with you, writing the song. Ozzy Osbourne passing away yesterday, man. And I don't, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second because it's what kind of what we do. But I mean, I think of Ozzy Osbourne as one of those artists, Matt, that kind of transcends every generation that's still alive. Like, everybody knows who Ozzy Osbourne is. And even if they don't know the name, they definitely know the song, right? You hear it probably every night at a stadium.
We're Crazy Train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Schreiber uses, I think it's Schreiber uses Black Sabbath, or one of our relievers uses Black Sabbath to come in too. So, yeah, I mean, and I guess it's funny, we were talking about it yesterday, that I never watched that TV show, but a whole nother generation of people knew him because of that TV show, right?
Right.
That his family did. So, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't know, but maybe some of the really young kids right now wouldn't know him, but I think, and it was a little surprising that he was only 76. I mean, that's a hard 76 years, I think.
Well, I would imagine. I thought he was 76 20 years ago, but
I agree.
You know, I never watched the show because I could never understand what the heck he was saying.
That's a good point.
I mean, I had no idea what was going on, but his music was outstanding. I mean, like every stadium, the Chiefs cheerleaders come out to Crazy Train, and you know, as you mentioned, like you go to a ballpark near you, and they're playing that song at some point.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
All right, so let's look at Rich Hill. How cool was it to see a guy our age pitching for you last night?
Somebody told me I should have put myself in the catch to make it the oldest battery in history or whatever, but I think Bob Kendrick probably could come up with an older battery from the Negro League days with all the recall he has of how old those guys were when they played. But,
right.
I mean, it's phenomenal. Rich, I mean, when he walked in the other day, and just to see the shape he keeps himself in, it's been a few years since I've seen him in person, and to see how hard he works to keep himself ready to go. And, you know, with all the emotion and the, you know, it's the middle of the summer, how hot it was. I mean, he was working hard out there, and to get us through five innings the way he did against a really talented lineup was remarkable.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm going to use the term fun. I like sat there and had fun watching him pitch last night, you know, because I'm looking at him like, guys my age, we haven't seen somebody like this since like maybe Charlie Huff back in the day pitching, you know, this late into his career, or even Nolan Ryan at 46 or whatever it was. And he just had the, I guess you could say, the aura of what like an old school pitcher was, mixing pitches, kind of junk ball. Reminded me of Eddie Harris from Major League almost out there on the mound yesterday.
Well, I mean, I think it is fun, and it's a good story and all those things, but Rich is the probably most competitive person I've ever been around, and his desire to do well at what he does and not just do it is remarkable. You know, there's no monetary reason for him to be doing this. It's just his love for doing it and his understanding that he can still be good. I mean, he made a lot of really quality pitches last night, you know, and didn't go our way. You know, we didn't play well enough to win the game, but it was not because he was just out there, you know, as part of like a sideshow. He's out there trying to win, mm-hmm. and nobody wants to win more than him. And that in and of itself will drive, you know, it will spark some, competitiveness within the team as well, just to see what a guy like that has gone through and what he continues to do.
Yeah, you mentioned that competitiveness, and I was watching some of the Chicago broadcast last night, and they were talking about when he used to be a Cub and how competitive he was, and you know, yelling. And then you start watching him on the mound, and he's yelling at himself out there on the mound.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rich, yes, he's got his own way of channeling his energy and his frustrations and his successes and all of it. And That's the thing, you know, knowing him a little bit, I certainly didn't know him when he started, but he's genuine to who he is. He's not changing anything to just say, hey, you know, give me another shot or whatever. He's the same Rich Hill as far as the mannerisms, the competitiveness, the drive, the channeling of all those things, and his desire to win has not changed one bit.
Is he going to make a second start, or is this just kind of a spot thing for you guys?
I mean, as of right now, I think he is. Yeah. I mean, we're Lorenzen's still on the IL, you know, and so, you know, unless something's happened overnight, I think he is. I mean, we don't know exactly what the off day, when that would be, but yeah, I think he is.
That's awesome. Talking to Mac Quatrero here on 96.5 The Fan. One guy that's gotten kind of white hot for you guys has been Salvador Perez. I mean, this month has been really spectacular and fun for him and fun for us to watch him as well. He's kind of the catalyst as your team, man. As much as we want Bobby and Vinny to kind of take that next, you know, step, to me, it's still Salvi. And when he's going, you guys are going.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, I mean,
he's
a guy that look, you guys have watched his entire career, right? He's 13, 14 years into this. He's remarkable. Mm-hmm. They're just, you have to appreciate what you're seeing. You know, there's no one's on fire the whole season. And I know plenty of people were critical of him earlier in the year and, you know, his career's over and all that stuff. But if you know Salvi and you watch what he does on a day in and day out basis, his effort, his work ethic, his in the weight room prepping for games behind the plate, they didn't wane at all. And that's what gives you the confidence of understanding, you know, that he's going to come out the other side. That and the fact that he's done this before, you know, I mean, he's a guy that he impacts the ball as hard as anybody in the league or pretty close to it. And when you do that, you have a chance to get hits, you know, and he, you know, obviously home runs are a byproduct of that. But just the fact that he can square balls up and hit it through the infield, you know, with regularity, I mean, he's going to do good things at the plate. And right now, this stretch that he's on is really fun to watch. I mean, his last at bat last night, we're losing 6-0. The guy's throwing 102 miles an hour and he lines a base hit to right. You know, I mean, those are at bats that you can't discount that. And when you're looking at the total picture of who someone is, because that's an easy time for him to not be as locked in as he is, but that just doesn't happen with him.
You know, he's 10 shy of 300 when it comes to the home run category, and obviously we'd yep. love to see him get to that this year and get to that 300. But I've had people try to make the case to me that he's not a Hall of Famer, and I'm thinking to myself, no, Salvi is. He's a World Series MVP. He's close to a 300 homers, 1,000 RBIs. I mean, that guy's everything you want in a Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, somebody's going to try to shoot holes in everything, right, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just the nature of, let's find the worst things about somebody and point them out. And I, you know, when it comes to Salvi, if that's your goal, then have at it. But when you're around this guy as much as I'm fortunate enough to be and see the person he is and the player he's been and the personality that he brings, I mean, you guys see that on TV every night or in the ballpark every night. That's not fake. And, you know, I know that's not what gets you in the Hall of Fame, but if you're hoping to poke holes in somebody like Salvi, have at it, because it's not going to affect one thing about him.
Yeah, that's where I am too. I'm like, you guys are actually making a case that he couldn't be a Hall of Famer. This guy's done, he's the perfect player for the game. He's an ambassador for the game. Everybody loves him. Everybody knows him. And he's putting up the numbers and has the World Series to back it up too.
9-time All-Star, 5 or 6 Gold Gloves. I don't have all the numbers right in front of me, but yeah. It's a pretty darn good resume.
Oh, it's a hell of a resume. All right, before I let you get out of here, the trade deadline is a week and a day away, I guess, if I'm doing the math. What's the kind of the atmosphere like in this final week as a manager dealing with the trade deadline and everybody kind of anticipating it?
Well, I mean, we talk about it. We talked about it as a team the other day. And, you know, this is part of one of those parts in the season where it comes every year. Everybody knows it's coming, and it's difficult for some guys because they're going to see their names out there. They're going to see their team's names out there, and all of that stuff is noise, right? I mean, we're upfront and honest with guys. We understand we need to play really well to get ourselves into a position to play meaningful games in September. And, you know, if we don't, think those things are going to get talked about. But you know what, when it comes to making trades, and it's not my job, JJ's and Scott work on this all the time, you can't just trade to trade, right? You have to trade and get something of value back because you're giving up something. And that's what the focus has to be. You know, and we've always talked about, we want to be really good now. We also want to be really good sustainably. And, you know, that's a difficult thing to do through the trade deadline. But nonetheless, to your question, we talk about it. We talk individually with guys. We talked about it as a team. And really what we want to do is turn our focus inward to these walls we're in and as a group and rally around each other.
All right. Well, go get it today. Go take care of business. Take 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. Enjoy the off day tomorrow. We'll see you back at home on Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Matt Quatrero, the manager of the Royals, with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Good stuff on Salvi as well to hear from Matty Q. And for all the people out there trying to make a case that Salvi isn't a Hall of Famer, you can pound sand on that one, man. Like, that guy is a lock for the Hall of Fame. Coming up, Peter Schrager said some unbelievable stuff about the Kansas City Chiefs that you want to hear next.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Our thanks to Matt Quatrero, the manager of the Royals. They play later on today. Day game against the Cubbies up in Chicago from the text line from the 515. If no one on our team wants to win more than Rich Hill, we are cooked. And Yes, I understand. But, you know, Matty, he means it like this guy wants to win. He's 45 years old. He is just, as he said, not out there for a sideshow. And I don't know about you, but I had fun watching that guy pitch last night. I was like, that's cool, man. Let's go. 45-year-old Rich Hill's on the mound. I'm going to run a scenario by you, okay? You need to be in New York City. Got a big meeting, whatever it is,
okay,
right?
Okay, I got you.
You're in Europe at this time, right?
All right.
And your flight gets canceled because the pilot's drunk. How are you going to react?
I'm pissed.
Right? You're going from Stockholm to JFK. You're already on board. Pilot's drunk. Can't fly the plane. Flight's canceled. You're pissed, right? You're mad.
I'm mad.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how mad are you?
10.
Okay. You're at a 10, right? You got to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, and the guy who's supposed to do his job can't.
Right, because he's drunk.
Because he's drunk.
Right,
he's injured. Right, not because it's a family.
Dead. Drunk. He showed up drunk to work to fly a plane. Can't do that. Right. Now let me ask you this: you need to be in New York, but you're in Stockholm. Your flight gets canceled because the pilot's drunk. But you get $705 in cash because of it. How does your opinion change?
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out. Right? I can zoom in on the meeting.
You'd be all right.
So this
flight yesterday, there are 198 passengers on board. Delta Airlines, according to European rules, God, if they had these rules in America, it would be great.
That'd be awesome.
European rules on board, $705 per person, comes to $139,590 that Delta had to pass out in cash yesterday to every passenger on the plane.
And that happened because of the pilot?
That's right, because he was drunk and the flight was canceled. That doesn't include the hotels and meals that they had to pay for as well.
Yeah, here they'd say, here's $5 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, right.
That's ridiculous.
How crazy is that? $705 everybody got in cash.
Dude.
Makes the cancellation of your flight a little bit easier to deal with, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm now at like a 6.
Yeah. But I got $705 in cash.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm ready to roll, man. I love it, man. I absolutely love it.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Way to take care of them, Delta.
Yeah.
So that's just a European
thing? That's a European rule. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the airline is. Based on distance and how long and all this kind of stuff, there's a formula they use, and you get cash out.
Cash
back. Yeah. Cool is that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
Here,
it's like, sorry, dude, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, sorry. Nothing we can do. Yeah. Pilot got drunk.
Figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out the next time. But, I think it's fantastic. So that's awesome. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Let's play the Peter Schrager audio about the Chiefs. Speaking of things that we love, this is from Peter Schrager on ESPN talking about our Chiefs.
They lose the Super Bowl, and it's like, you know, walking out of that stadium the way it went. Like, Brett Veach is beside himself. Mahomes is beside himself. Chris Jones is devastated. They have, like, Tuesday morning, Mahomes is in the gym, and Mahomes is working out. Remember, the Super Bowl ends Sunday night at, like, 1 a.m., and they've got their cameras here for this kingdom, this whole thing, which I think is going to be awesome. And Mahomes is working out that Tuesday morning. And this is the same stuff that you might say, oh, whatever, every player is. This is Michael Jordan last dance stuff. This is when we lose to the Pistons, we get in the gym that morning and we encourage Scottie Pippen to get and follow the lead. We encourage Horace Grant. I just think they are so dialed in, and they had that picture of him at the party with Brittany and he's got a little dad bod and everyone had their fun with that. Like, he reads and hears everything. Mahomes is a killer. I think this is actually the last thing you want to do is start questioning Mahomes' dedication or his fitness and what they have, because truth be told, they got better on the offensive line. They're going to have healthy wide receivers. They added some talent on the defensive side. Like, I don't know. Kansas City, you start questioning them and you start considering how they lost that Super Bowl and how embarrassed they were. I wouldn't be shocked if they come out guns blazing to start the season.
Yeah, and I am obviously with Peter Schrager on that. It's everything that we've been saying to you since the day they lost that Super Bowl. But now it's on a national level, and people are like, oh, I think the Chiefs are going to be pretty good this year. Yeah, we've been telling you that for a while now, because I did get to experience that locker room after the game. I did get to see grown men crying. I did embrace one individual on that team. I'm not going to tell you who. That was in tears. That just was beside himself after that Super Bowl loss. I don't think people realize how much that Super Bowl loss really hurt this organization. And to hear him compare Patrick Mahomes, Last Dance, all that kind of stuff in the gym on Tuesday after getting back on Monday from the Super Bowl. That's great to hear. That's what you want to hear. You want to hear that that loss stung. But I think that loss in the Super Bowl was just a combination of so many different things that just all erupted and everybody just kind of melted down after it was over because they had put so much work and so much hard effort into trying to get there. And they overcame a lot last year to get there. They overcame injuries to a lot of their offensive weapons. They overcame injuries to their offensive line. They overcame injuries to their running back position. You know, there was a lot that was affected last year by this team. And they still found a way to go 15-2. But I don't think they were enjoying it as much. Because I know, as we've talked about, we weren't enjoying it as much as fans. We were kind of living every play mattered. Every play, every play, every play. And then you got to the end, and they lost that Super Bowl. It was just a devastating effect. Like, they built up so much to be that team that won three straight, and they weren't able to accomplish that. And that's all the kind of stuff you need to carry you into next season. And Peter Schrager is dead on. And I'll scream this till I'm blue in the face about this team. They're winning the Super Bowl this year. And they're going to show the rest of the league why there's still a team that needs to be reckoned with. And there are so many things that are in their favor right now. Andy Reid's ready to get back after this one. Patrick Mahomes ready to get back after. Travis in his last year. Healthy wide receivers. I'm telling you what, this Josh Simmons thing is now taking off.
Yeah,
and it's going to be one of the greatest folklore tales until we see him out there in game action. But like, even Nate Taylor's like, okay, this is unbelievable what's going on. Even Binkley, who hated the pick, I think is starting a little bit maybe to come around to maybe Josh Simmons being the real deal, the truth at that left tackle position, you know, for this organization. And I think once that gets solidified, and if Josh Simmons is that guy, is who we think he can be and a top 10 player in the draft coming out last year, if he wasn't injured, man, I think a lot of people are going to be looking at the Chiefs and going, oh my God, they did it again. They absolutely 100% just did it again. And they found a way to get better. When everybody else was worried about this guy's knee, the Chiefs were like, we'll take him. We'll be fine. And but that's the beauty of setting yourself up as an organization of always being good. You can take chances like that. A team like Tennessee couldn't have taken a chance like that. Or a team Cincinnati couldn't have taken a chance like that, where it you know, you don't have your roster set up, you know, for the future and the depth on that roster and the, you know, the collateral, if you will, to go out and make a move like that. Brett Veach is able to do that because he's got the proven way. He's earned.
He's earned luck.
Yeah. He's earned the ability to do that. That you're exactly right about that. You know, if this is a different organization and you got like a middling GM and you're telling the owner, like, let's say the Giants, right? If whoever the GM, Joe Shane, right, of the Giants says to his owner, like, hey, we're going to draft this left tackle. He may not play this year, but we're going to draft him with the fourth overall pick because we think he's going to be good in 2 years. You don't get that leeway if you're with the Giants. You do get that leeway, though, here if you're with Kansas City and you have the ability to build a roster like they've built. And so you're able to take chances. And this chance that they're taking on Josh Simmons, dude, may turn out to be one of the best picks they've ever had. And I'm not declaring it that way right now. I said may turn out to be one of the best picks they ever had if he lives up to what everybody thinks he can be in this offense.
I mean, yeah, I think he will be. Yeah, I think he's going to be one of the best picks the Chiefs have ever had. I think he's going to be a top five left tackle in his prime, and I think he'll be top half this season. I think he's going to start week one. I've said that since they drafted him, because how excited everyone around the team, everyone in those locker rooms was excited, how the amount of enthusiasm that this team felt with that Josh Simmons pick wasn't just a, oh, okay, well, yeah, we'll see, 2026 kind of thing. That was a, man, people don't know what we just got.
Yeah.
People don't know the power that we attain now, because everything that happened last year, which, by the way, let me remind everyone, the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl last year.
That's right.
With all that happened on the left side of the line. Wanye Morris starts. Kingu Sumati'ia can't block broadside of a barn, right? You got to slide an all-pro left guard who's never played more than one game at left tackle in the NFL. You got to slide him over in the last 4 weeks of the season into the playoffs to play left tackle, and then play a guy at left guard who hasn't played left guard all season, and oh, you're still going to beat all the best teams in the AFC. You're still going to get it done at home and win another AFC championship game and make three Super Bowls in a row, and now you add that left tackle that's actually going to solidify that line and not allow any dominoes to fall. Oh, we added depth on the offense, or on the offensive weapons, as far as running backs go, as far as receivers go, they go deep. Tight ends, we know what Noah Gray and Travis Kelce are. Jared Wiley and Jake Brennensuel, if one of those guys is even just something of production, 200 yards, a guy who can come in on a three tight end set and catch a pass, all of a sudden now you have that. and we know what the defense is, and they drafted well on the defense to add line to the, to add depth to the defensive line. Christian Fulton hopefully can get through whatever he's going back to get Trent McDuffie back on the inside, where he is a first-team all-pro corner and the best corner in this league, the best defensive lineman in this league at 95 up front. And you know what? I'm not surprised one bit when Peter Schrager said Mahomes was working out on Tuesday, and no one else should be either. For all the people saying that he's lost it, it's done, the cliff is coming, yeah. I'm so sure, at 30 years old. Dude, we haven't even seen the best of Patrick Mahomes, and I truthfully believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if this left tackle position gets itself figured out, right, and let's take the 30,000-foot view, right, where the low-hanging fruit is, where the people just kind of graze the surface of when we're talking about teams, which is what we do for 31 other teams in this league, right? So we're taking that kind of, you know, that aerial view of this team right now. If this left tackle position is figured out, what are they going to complain about on the national level that isn't up to the level that needs to be for this organization to be a Super Bowl contender? What I'm getting at is, what will they say? Yeah. Well, I'm not ready because of this. If Josh Simmons proves to be the starter at left tackle and plays well, what are people going to point to? What are people going to say? What are people going to hang their hat on as to why this team can't do good? Because right now, everybody's, the offensive line. And they're saying offensive line like it's all five of those guys.
I know.
No, it's been the left tackle. And then you have the trickle-down effect, right? And that happens along the offensive line. If you have one bad piece, it has a major effect on everybody else on that offensive line. Because as Derek Johnson, you know, would tell me over the years, he goes, you know, when you run into trouble on the football field is when you don't do your job. And I know it's Bill Belichickian, but Derek Johnson said, when I failed the most in an NFL game, he says, I was trying to do the job of the guy next to me. So if you don't trust the guy next to you, you try to cover up for that guy. While you're trying to cover up for that guy, yep, it reduces what you can do and what you're supposed to do. And so when I heard Derek say that years ago to me, I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. You don't think of it that way. You as a human being can only do so much, right? You only have so much that you're able to do. If you start trying to do stuff because somebody else isn't doing their job, well, that's going to take away from you and the time that you need to be doing your job. And while this guy's out of position, you go to cover for him. Now you're out of position. Zip, the running back goes right where you were supposed to be if you weren't covering for that other guy. So that's how you have to look at this. Everybody has to do their job. So if you have an offensive line of five guys and that left tackle is so bad, everybody's worried about everybody else, then nobody's able to do their job to the best of their ability because everybody's worried about covering for this guy. Then you're worried about covering for that guy. And then you have that trickle-down effect of everybody trying to cover for everybody and then nobody blocking for Mahomes.
And we always talk about the players getting better or other guys solidifying their, you know, lack of distraction. That left tackle would help everyone else out. We talk about the players on the field in the 53, and that's where it really matters. But behind that is the coaching. And we never talk about coaches learning from their mistakes or them wanting to get back to their bread and butter. Matt Nagy and Andy Reid, you don't think they're frustrated and pissed off about the way the offense looked last season?
Yeah.
You don't think they want to get this back?
Yeah.
They have fun too when they're scoring points. Matt Nagy wants to draw up fun plays, wants to see Patrick Mahomes roll out to his right and launch it to Xavier Worthy down the field. He wants to see the running game start to get better on third and three. They want to feel confident that they can get 5 yards and then, let's go and play action and let's launch it again to Hollywood Brown. They want to have that fun too. So I think people underestimate. We talk about players and them all improving their craft and what's the 53 going to look like and who works well with who. This is the best coaching staff in the National Football League.
Well, somebody will tell you it's Sean McVay and the guy in San Francisco who's never
won.
It's
today.
Yeah, this is the best coaching staff in the National Football League. I don't give a rip about anyone else.
Right.
And they know that they weren't up to par on the offense last year. And that is partially because of them. It's not just because of the offense. They would say themselves, they have some responsibility there to remedy as well. And I believe they will.
Yeah, and now they got a full complement of guys back, so there's nothing holding this team down.
His last camp is Wanya Mori.
Is that guy your cousin, Wanya Mori?
Wanya Mori, man. Yeah.
I like that, Wanya Mori.
His last camp is Wanya Mori.
Yeah, he took all my height and my size, I guess. Thanks, brother.
Yeah. Yesterday, we lost Ozzy Osbourne, one of the great rock musicians of all time. As we talked to Q about, one of the guys who transcends, you know, rock music, one of the guys who transcends generation. Everybody knows when they hear Crazy Train, they know that song. Whether they know Ozzy or not, they know that song. And yesterday, C-Dot and Rob put together the playlist of best stadium anthems, right? And they have Crazy Train at number one, Enter Sandman at number two. Jump Around, number three. Seven Nation Army coming in at number four. I have a tough time with that one.
Yeah, there's a story with this song for
yes.
you, right?
And for me, I like the song.
It's a good song.
But, like, Romeo Crennel wanted that as his walk-in song when he was the head coach, right? He always wanted that song played. And so, because of how bad that was,
yeah.
you know, I just every time I hear that,
it's got a stench.
It's like PTSD for me, yeah. right? Like, we're going to Wichita, and I see Romeo walking in at, like, 2-12, 2-14, or what. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm like, it's just, it doesn't work for me.
BBL,
right?
Stinky.
Number five, Mo Bamba. What is that?
You know Mo Bamba.
No, I don't, because I spent an hour looking for this yesterday.
Really?
Yes. And I have no idea what that is.
I'm sorry. I got to play it for you.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Let me get the clean version. You
well,
know
I mean, but if it's what I think it is, I'm like, I don't ever remember hearing this at the stadium, though.
They should take it to 10.
I got calls. Calls.
You don't know this one?
I don't ever remember hearing this at a stadium.
This is awesome, man. This came out when I was a freshman in college, I believe. And this, you can't play a lot of what they're saying,
yeah.
but yeah, man.
Because I was listening to it yesterday,
Colin,
I'm like,
he's got Hose Colin.
I'm like, I don't remember ever hearing
and
this at a stadium.
Yeah, no, that went hard. Every party, every stadium game from freshman year college on, that was like the song. So I don't know if I think it's up there. I don't know. Where did they have it? Five?
Six.
That's a little high, but
now the text line
song.
Did say that C-Dot didn't know that Ozzy sang Crazy Train
what?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's the case or not. But again, like I said, everybody knows Ozzy, even if they don't know they know Ozzy, right? And if C-Dot didn't know that was Ozzy who sang Crazy Train, then that proves my point, right?
Yeah.
No matter, like, you know who he is. You know that song.
You know that
you can
song.
Sing that
exactly.
song. Oh, that's Black Sabbath. That's Ozzy, whoever it was, right? But Mo Bamba, I don't ever remember hearing that at the game.
816 says, me neither. I thought he misspelled La Bamba.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
I was kind of the same way.
That's just a generational thing.
But it's not, though, because I don't remember hearing that at a game.
Oh, that's at games.
Is it?
Oh, for sure. Or maybe not NFL, maybe not Chiefs games. When I go to Chiefs games this year, I'll have to think about it. It's definitely every college game's playing that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they get it from, because C-Dot does do a lot of college sports. A
lot of college stuff. Yeah. I imagine. Imagine that's where he's getting it from. It is a college thing.
Okay. Start Me Up at number seven. Lose Yourself at eight. Sandstorm, number nine. Sandstorm, that's a K-State thing. I have a tough time with Sandstorm,
yeah.
too.
Lose Yourself is a great song. Is that a great stadium song, you think?
I don't know. I don't picture that as a stadium
song. Yeah, me either. Like, I love that song.
It's a great song.
It's a hype song. The beginning of it's great, but... I've definitely heard it at stadiums. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're better than that. We'll have to get some good text here.
Fight for Your Right to Party coming in at number 10 on C-Dot's list. We Will Rock You at 11, and All We Do Is Win coming in at number 12. So the most part,
all we do
I
is
agree.
Win, nice.
Yeah, that list is fantastic.
It's
it really
good,
is.
It's
a really good list of stadium songs. But like, if you're going to add to that list, what are you adding into that list? Is there something that you think that they left out? Because I think Welcome to the Jungle needs to be on that list.
Great one. Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, that anytime you play that song, you turn the lights down, people go crazy when that song
people
starts,
love it.
Right?
Yeah, they get hype.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, I think that's a really good one that should be on the list as well. We talked about it earlier, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. That
that's
is a great stadium anthem
there.
Song. What about Eye of the Tiger?
That's a great one, too. See, I like these. I'm more of the classic rock guy, so that may be my bias. But no, I think that's got to be on there. I think Mr. Brightside probably belongs in
a
spot.
What a great stadium song.
It's a great stadium song. Everyone's singing. Everyone's jumping.
Who does Mr. Brightside from?
Dang. I have to look at
that. You knew I was going to ask. Is it a college or a pro team that plays Mr. Brightside?
I think it's a college.
I think it is college, too.
Mr. Brightside. You got to give me a second.
There's one
Michigan?
That,
yeah, Michigan.
Oh, is it Michigan?
Yep, it's Michigan.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
never mind. He doesn't like it.
Nope, done. The one that they left off the list.
Ooh.
Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones in Kansas City may be, in my opinion, the most important stadium song because it was kind of the first. When Carl and Marty took over, that was the kickoff song. That kind of got everybody going. That kind of indoctrinated us into what they wanted Arrowhead to be, right? and they play that song, and everybody knew when they were going to kick the ball off. Rolling Stones, Start Me Up, kick the ball off, and that's the way the games were going to go. And I know we're not supposed to talk about Gary Glitter, but Rock and Roll Part 2, when the Chiefs used to score a touchdown back in the day, there was nothing better than that. There was nothing better than, we're going to beat the hell out of you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You know, and it was great, and it was fantastic, and everybody loved that back in the day, and then he turned into a creep.
What, Sweet Caroline?
Not for me. It's a Boston Red Sox song. I'm out on that.
Okay, fair enough. Also, we got a text in. It is Ishigan, but it is also the Bills. And that's what we were thinking
of. The Bills. The Bills. Mr. Brightside was
the Bills. I double don't like it.
Double out on that one.
Yeah, double out, even though I love the song. Sweet Child of Mine.
Good one.
Yeah, Mr. Brightside's Mizzou as well. So, wow, just 0 for 3 for you, Bob.
0 for 3 for me.
You are out.
Ishigan, the Bills, and Mizzou.
Oh, Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart. That is a great stadium song.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Minor, remember the name. Know every word to it. Absolutely. Love it.
Black Betty is another good one that I really like,
too. That's a good one. Yeah, everyone knows that song immediately.
Yeah, that riff at the beginning.
Exactly.
Whoa, Black Betty. Ram-a-ram. Like, nobody knows the words. You just ram-a-ram.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yes. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We Are the Champions, obviously.
Gotcha. Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah. What about Song 2 by Blur?
You need to remind me.
Play it. You'll know it as soon as
I'll
you hear it.
I'll know it as soon as I hear it. Okay. Yeah. I'll get it up.
Yeah. What? It's a song, dude. You don't even know it. You're that excited?
I know that I'm hard.
As soon as you hear Song 2 by Blur, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a stadium song.
Oh, this is a great song.
Yeah, nobody knows the name of this song.
I'm like, what? Blur? Yes.
Woo-hoo!
It's awesome.
Woo-hoo!
That's another one where I don't know what he's saying in the middle. Don't forget any song by Celine Dion there on the 816.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, Celine is great at the ballpark.
Mac, as a Tennessee fan, do you also hate Mizzou like other fans? Nah. I don't really think about Mizzou.
I was going to say, for a Tennessee fan, Mizzou is not relevant.
Not on my radar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not a relevant program.
Sorry.
Hate to be that way, but like you got Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama, Florida, LSU. I'm thinking about those schools before I even have an iota of a thought about Mizzou. No offense.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can keep texting them in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line and let us know what you think are the best stadium anthems that maybe were left off that list. But I do. I think CDOT and Rob did a great job yesterday with the stadium anthem stuff. I thought they put together one hell of a list. Coming up, does he belong in the Ring of Honor? We'll discuss next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Silly when it comes to the NFL, right? I'm looking at the Twitterverse here, and there's a tweet from Dolphin reporter Joe Shad. Tua Tagovailoa reports to Dolphin training camp in excellent physical condition. Isn't that his job? You're an effing athlete. My God, you better show up to work on the first day and be in great physical shape.
Mac shows up to work knowing how to edit audio and speaking to a mic.
Not knowing how to wear headphones, though. Like, what is going on there? I mean, it's like a flap. You got this thing and whatnot.
I know,
so.
I just haven't bought a new one
yet. We'll get it taken care of. We'll just get some duct tape and fix
that
thing.
Exactly. That's all it needs.
That's kind of weird. But like, are we supposed to go, ooh, he's in great physical condition? You're an athlete. Your job is to be in great physical condition. If you show up and you're not in great physical condition, well, that's the story.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy doesn't give a bleep about his job. He showed up fat.
Yeah, what is this, the 80s?
Yeah.
Come on, these guys work out.
Absolutely. They're not going to the lumber yard in the offseason to get a second job exactly. that pays them more than their yes. first job of playing in the NFL. So I just can't buy this. So stupid.
Best shape of his life.
But you know what? We should not be praising athletes for doing what they're supposed to do to come in shape, right? We should not be praising these guys.
I agree.
Also, big news, Russell Wilson has been named QB1 for the Giants.
Woo!
Did you expect anything different on that one?
No. No, keep him QB1, Giants. Yeah, Even if he's terrible, do not start Jackson Dart. I mean, bring in Jameis Winston if you want. But
right. I think I'm looking at this when I say the Giants are excited about their rookie class because they have day one energy, and it's Jackson Dart and what's his name, the running back, Scattaboo?
Cam Scattaboo.
Cam Scattaboo is going to own New York, I think.
People love him already.
How could you not, right? Yeah. I mean, how could you not? Yeah.
Big guy, runs people over,
fun,
sort of thing. Yes,
just a gritty guy that people love. You know, lunch pail type of guy, fullback and whatnot. And then you got Jackson Dart, who's still knocking people off jet skis with a football. So that's kind of what's going on over the Twitterverse of the NFL landscape. And then we were hit by a pretty big one yesterday. I thought kind of a shocker if you weren't like paying attention, and none of us really were, to what's going on down in New Orleans. They got new nice gold jerseys, right? I like those. Really nice. I thought those were cool. Again, let's do something different.
Yep.
But Tyrann Mathieu announced he's retiring after 12 years in the NFL. And for Tyrann Mathieu, for me, I could do hours about Tyrann Mathieu because I love the guy. And he's also a guy that you know, runs hot, runs cold. As one of those two guys, he's either up here or down here and whatnot. But always wanted to do the best for everybody. And I think he is one of the most significant ads that this organization had, one of the most important ads that they had here when we flipped the script into truly the Patrick Mahomes era. And when they needed to have their defense have an identity, if you will, I thought that Tyrann Mathieu was the perfect guy to come along and took ownership of this defense. And I remember sitting here over the years with Josh talking about Tyrann Mathieu, and we used to have this conversation. We're like, Tyrann Mathieu acts like he was part of that defense that gave up, 1,000 points a game the year prior to he got here, because when he came in, he took ownership of that defense and was like, we weren't good enough last year. We didn't do a good enough last year. And we're thinking, you never played for this team before, but yet you're showing the ownership. And I think that was the first step in turning this around. He didn't come in and start pointing fingers and placing blame and you guys sucked. He said, we all weren't good enough last year. We all need to get better. And I remember hearing him say that kind of stuff. And I don't know if he was doing that on purpose or if he was doing that just because he felt like he was already fitting in or whatever the case may be. But it had an impact on me. And I remember hearing him say that a lot. I mean, God, this guy's really buying in. And that's what you want. You wanted that buy-in. You needed that buy-in. Especially coming off the way that season ended with Eric Berry essentially giving up the game-winning touchdown pass, And they had Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark and Steve Spagnuolo all come in immediately after that season. They gutted that defense and they fixed the whole thing and made it better. But it wouldn't have been to that level without Tyrann Mathieu. And he was a perfect player at the perfect time for Kansas City. Like, from a free agent standpoint, you know where I stand on free agency. I think it's wasted money. But there are certain players that you can go after, and there are certain players that can fit your system that can make impacts. And he ended up being one of those guys. He was a huge impact here in Kansas City. And it only lasted, 3 or 4 years? And then we're on to Justin Reed. And now we're already past Justin Reed, and we're on to the next. I mean,
yes, Hicks and Cook.
It shows you kind of the lifespan of the safety, but how important that safety position is. You go from Eric Berry to Tyrann Mathieu to Justin Reed to Hicks, and you're like, wow. I mean, that's a lineage right there of that safety position. And as good as Tyrann was on the field, off the field, he was even better, if that's possible. But he was outstanding. And I remember being part of his board for the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation for the Kansas City area, and we put together a dinner, a celebrity waiter night. Patrick Mahomes was there as a celebrity waiter, and that was kind of cool because that was 2019. So that was really as Patrick Mahomes was starting to kind of have his ascent, as this great quarterback. Still hadn't won a Super Bowl at that time yet. We're talking about, this guy's coming off his first full year, and he's out there waiting tables. And I mean, it was a great event and raised a lot of money for people here in Kansas City. But it was some of the other stuff like that, that wasn't done in the public, like being with Tyrann Mathieu at a church on the east side, and he's feeding people right before Thanksgiving and giving everybody meals and whatnot. And then did the same thing on Christmas as well. I remember being with Tyrann Mathieu for his charity Christmas event, and they found families that needed help, and they said, whatever you need, we'll get you. And it was eye-opening for me to see families requesting laundry detergent, soap, shampoo,
yeah, wow,
like some of the basic needs that we take for granted, yeah, you know, and Tyron Matthew and his foundation went out there and they shopped for, I don't know, 25 families or whatever it was. I can't remember the number now, but it was a big number. And just to see their reaction, like they got common stuff that sometimes we take for granted. And Tyron Matthew was the big difference maker for that. I don't know if he still lives here in Kansas City or not. I think his wife may still have a shop here in Kansas City, a boutique or something like that. I haven't followed up on that in a while. But I just remember, for me, Tyron Matthew, he made a huge difference on the field and really off the field. And like I said, he was the perfect player at the perfect time for the Kansas City Chiefs. He really created the identity of that defense when we needed somebody to create the identity of that defense.
Yeah, man, the Honey Badger, that grit, that energy, that like F around and find out. I don't care that I'm 5'9" and smaller than you. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you hard. He's one of my favorite Chiefs of all time, honestly. Like, the more I think about it, he's definitely in the top five of Chiefs defensive players, and he might be in my top five overall. It's cool in sports when you get to see, because we see change over time so often, like the Chiefs in the last 10 years, we've seen an evolution, right? And even with the Chiefs, you got to see it in 1 year, Alex Smith to Mahomes.
Yeah.
From 1 year, from Bob Sutton and no Tyron Matthew to Steve Spagnuolo and Tyron Matthew. The change was so vast, and in sports, it's kind of rare to see that just in one season, one guy and one player make that monumental difference, and they did. Tyron Matthew, this team is not where we're at today without Honey Badger and without that addition.
Yeah.
And again, another kudos to Brett Veach, knowing what this team needed and knowing that he was the leader that this team needed at the time.
Yeah, that's a great point, you know, because you can go out there and sign free agents, and most of the time you swing and miss and you end up overspending and you get a carcass. You know, you have to go out there and find the right people that are going to fit what you want to do, that are going to buy in and be those kind of leaders. They needed Tyron Matthew to come in here and be the leader of this defense. They didn't need him to just come in here and be a player. They need him to come in here and be that leader, be that mouthpiece, coach up the guys around him, and, you know, just be the consummate professional that he was. And he was a great addition for this team. And I think everybody in Kansas City has fond memories. It was funny, like when he left, everybody was like, all right, it's probably time to move on to the next, as you do with players all the time.
Yeah.
But there's no doubting that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tyron Matthew was just such an impactful human being on Kansas City, and I love the opportunities that I had to be around Tyron Matthew. Just a great, great guy, and he's going to be awesome in retirement. I can't wait to see what he does.
Me too. I'm excited.
I hope he's on TV everywhere, man. He's going to be awesome.
I hope so, too.
He's going to be a lot of fun. All right, the boys in the midday are coming up. They got a short show today. Royals have a day game at 1 o'clock in Wrigley. Cody and Gold are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.